You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined by some great people here in the studio, not over Zoom, which is great for a change. We have Elle Wood and Georgia Fletcher here to talk about the upcoming UniQ and Thursdays in Black Quiz Night. It is a sixth quiz happening on August the 1st. Atamare, how are we doing, gang?
Doing good. Doing cold.
Doing very cold, eh?
Cold and icy, which is not ideal.
No, it's not ideal at all. Did anyone have any slip-ups this morning or see anyone slip up?
Nearly. We were, like, going very slowly down my driveway. It was all ice.
Yeah.
Ooh, is it quite a steep driveway?
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
My porch was super slidey.
Yeah, it's terrifying, eh?
Yeah.
The road on Dundas Street, right next to the Botans, that is cooked. Mm. That is so icy. I'm thankfully I didn't slip up an inch at all there, but my goodness, it was like crystals this morning, just walking over it.
Yeah, not fun.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. I love this place, though. It's awesome. We're going to be talking about this six quiz, which is happening in a week and 2 days.
Yeah.
On the dot. But I want to know, what are your favorite six facts?
Oh, I think my favorite one is there are 10,000 nerve endings in the clit, which is like more than the whole penis. So,
take that, men.
Hashtag
feminism. There we go. Exactly. And do you have one, Georgia?
Oh, we were looking at one earlier, and it's just a bit of a fun fact that the most common STI in Dunedin is chlamydia.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to actually go to you. I got a fun fact as well. Do you know where the oldest and most confirmed sex toy is from?
Egypt?
No.
Rome?
No. Way older. It's in the Paleolithic period, 28,000 years ago.
Damn.
Germany.
Wow.
Who would have thought, Germany?
Yeah.
No shade to all the Germans listening. But yeah.
It's a great fact.
It's a great fact. Yeah. And then there are a few more that might predate that, but they're not confirmed.
Oh.
There's like archaeologists are like, we don't know if it's this tool, but all indications point to it being this tool.
Probably.
So it's one of those like things. I want to touch on how to actually make a sex quiz very quickly, because as you all know, I made a Kahoot yesterday, or I tried making one, and I really fell flat on my face when coming up with content for this thing. How do you strike the right tone when you make a sex quiz so you don't make it too gross or like weird?
Yeah, I think it's quite cool this year. We have a lot of different people on our exec from different backgrounds. So it's quite cool. We've got Rata, our events exec, who is a med student. So we've got some cool like med sciencey type questions in there, which is nice. And as well, we've outsourced a bit to some other clubs who like decided they wanted to add some questions as well. It's just like a little shout out. So like from the Classic Society and Anthropological Society. Mm-hmm. So different those sorts of questions to do with their niches as well. So I think it's like really pulling everyone's heads together to come up with some good different questions. And the joy of having so many of us means that we can help veto each other questions that maybe aren't the best for a quiz.
Good idea. Is Ski Club there to represent the swingers?
Not this year, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. You know, fun fact, when I was doing research for that quiz yesterday, I actually stumbled across a swingers website in New Zealand. It's a database for swingers.
Did you put your name down?
No, never. But there's like 800 or something people in the Otipoti area. In Auckland, it was like 20,000 people.
That's the best sex fact.
Ultimate sex fact. It's really interesting stuff. I love that that question about the most prominent STI in Dunedin. I would have guessed gonorrhea, but I don't know. Does gonorrhea affect both penises and vaginas?
I believe so.
Believe so?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've only heard it being a penis thing, so that's cool. It's non-discriminatory.
Yeah.
How are things going for Thursdays in Black this year? We had you earlier on in the year, Georgia, with Ella from the Thursdays in Black team, talking about that wine and cheese night. What else has been going on this year?
We've been doing a ton of stalls because our big thing this year has been visibility on campus. So in April we did like 3 stalls. We've done a couple at the Polytech. So we've just been on campus a ton. And that's really shown in like our interaction with students. We've got a ton of people looking at our Instagram, a ton of people coming to our quiz. So it's really nice to see the students supporting our message.
Cool. Mean. So more in-person stuff seems to be the vibe. Radio 1's trying to do a similar thing. Like last week, I don't know if you saw, but we did that mountain Mr. Beast-like challenge.
Yes.
Where if you have your hand on the mountain for 9 hours, you win a huge prize. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it's fun getting out into it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. On in-person activation, I think the marketing nerds call them. Let's talk about what's different from this year's Six Quiz to last year's. You know, fill me down. Do we have a lot of different questions, entirely different batch of questions? Do we have different performers? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so we have completely new questions, which is quite fun. So it means that people, if they came last year, come again this year, and you're not like double dipping as much, which is good.
Yeah.
All new performers. One of the big focuses for the Six Quiz this year is we wanted to, do stuff a little bit different than last year and be able to have more performance heavy as well, which is really cool. We have DJ Rug doing some sets.
Shout out.
Love Madeline. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Madeline. Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yeah, and then we've got a couple new drag performers, Honkers and Devilman, which is cool because they're also super fitting for the Six Quiz.
Yeah,
and both students as well, which is quite cool. And I think the biggest change and most exciting change is that we have a different host.
Yes, you do.
Just some guy.
Some random guy.
just some guy. Maybe you know him, not too sure.
Maybe listening to him right now on the radio. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Do we also have some really fun prizes up for grabs?
Yes,
we have absolutely. So many prizes. Is up for grabs. Yeah. I think we were counting yesterday. We've got something like $1,500 worth of prizes.
Damn. Oh, you mean like 1,500 individual prizes?
Oh.
And I was like, that'd be crazy. Whoa, that'd be terrifying. Damn, that's awesome. That's great. All from sponsors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clubs? And lots from Dunedin specifically, which is really cool.
Man, that's super exciting. Before we get into talking about the how to find where to get tickets from, I do want to, I guess, change gear a little bit and maybe go a little bit more serious and talk about the collaborative piece that Thursdays in Black and Critic are working together on, surveying students and different members of the Otago community about the use and efficacy of sexual harm support services on campus. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite exciting because this, I think, is the first official us talking about it because it's still getting off the ground a little bit, which is really cool. So this was born of a experience one of our exec members had earlier this year when talking to a first year about sort of sexual harm in halls. And he said that there is maybe stuff that wasn't going on that wasn't the best, and so as Thursdays in Black we wanted to do some mahi to help investigate that. We started off early this year just by ourselves investigating, and then realised that if we could, working with a critic would really help to improve our reach. So what that is at the moment a form has been created and will very shortly be advertised by Thursdays in Black and Critic. And what we're doing is we're looking at students within halls and outside of halls, and if they've used campus support services for sexual harm, what was it kind of like? Is there anything that could be improved? This is also coming off. It's been 6 years... six and a half years since Te Whai Tawhito was opened, and a similar sort of time since we've had a last big survey of the students about sexual harm. And we also want to look at Kai Fina, so the sub wardens and tutor demonstrators, if they've had experiences receiving disclosures by their students as well, and what it was like for them to escalate that. Did they get support for themselves? Because we find as well that people don't know as much that Te Whai Tawhito is also for supporters for supporters of survivors as well. So if someone close to you discloses an act of sexual harm, then they're there to support you as well. So it's really cool. Hopefully we'll be printing sort of mid-September. Just kind of getting into it now, which is really awesome.
Awesome. And, you know, it sounds like there's a lot to catch up on between 2019 and now. So it's going to be really fascinating. I guess I have an allegorical question. Do you think that enough happens in halls with those consent workshops? Do you think those are very effective?
Well, Georgia and I are some of the people that give those consent workshops.
Oh, wow, okay, great. When I was doing one in 2019, I found it to be a little bit awkward.
Yeah, it was
solid.
I mean, I feel like those sorts of things are always awkward, but the more you talk about it, the less awkward it's going to be.
Right.
I feel like there's always more that can be done in terms of making it something that is normalized enough for people to feel comfortable to say something. So
Were those workshops always handled by Thursday and Black?
Oh, that's Te Whai Tawhito.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're both facilitators for Te Whai Tawhito as well, which I think both of us came into Thursdays in Black from that work as well.
Right.
But those workshops are always changing. The staff at Te Whai Tawhito are very receptive and awesome with like feedback and being able to improve the workshops. Even like when I started last year versus this year, they've changed quite a lot. So always thinking about what the students want, what they're feedbacking about in terms of halls to be able to help get through it. But yeah, there's always more to be done, as Elle said as well, and making sure that people's understanding aligns with also the sort of policies in the university as well. There's lots of moving parts, so that's why we really want to help investigate actually what's going on in the ground. Yeah,
well, no doubt those workshops will have changed a lot since I was the first year in 2019. I feel like such an old bastard. If people want to get involved with this quiz, they want to sign up a team or individually to be kind of auto-filled into a team, they can find a Google Doc form on the Facebook event for this quiz. Where else can they find that doc?
We also have it in a link in our Instagram bio, so Thursdays in Black Otago. And you might also see some of our posters around campus with Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror very menacingly pulling his hand out at you.
Is that Tim Curry's character?
Yes.
Oh, right. I need to rewatch that film because I saw it when I was a young child. I don't really understand any of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's great. It's great. A similar film that I recently found is called Phantom of the Paradise, directed by Brian De Palma, who did Scarface. You wouldn't think of him making something super camp, but he did. Highly recommend that film as well. Are there any final words you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Just really want you to come along to the sex quiz. A big part of why we do this quiz, it might not seem obvious, beyond fundraising, as kind of Al mentioned with the workshops, the more you talk about sex, the more it's easy to then help disclose about sexual harm and feel comfortable. So we're really trying to make it a fun topic, talking about sex, removing some of that shame, destigmatizing it, so that way people then feel more comfortable to help talk about it. And when you're aiming for relationships full of respect and mutuality and fun and pleasure, as we talk about in Te Whai Tawhito workshops and Thursdays in Black, that helps mitigate harm as well. So sex quiz, it's lots of fun, helps fundraise, but also it is important to our work as a club as well.
Yeah, so come along, get a drink, listen to the music, and help support sexual violence advocacy.
Yeah, based as hell. That's a great message. All right, we're gonna play a real fun track here, as requested by you, Georgia. Remy Wolf's Toro.
Yeah.
There we go. Remy Wolf, Toro. You're listening to The One. It's 10:30. Well, we might have some new stuff up for you in a matter of moments. But here is Remy Wolf. You're listening to The One. Kakite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.